right, it's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We got a big show tonight, so let's get to it. But first, let's carry out. Here are today's top stories: Russian indictments for Russians posing on Facebook. So be aware, you can be indicted for bad Facebooking. That's the new. So that woman named Olga who wore a bikini in her profile, she's not real? What? Breaking news! While we're at it, can we arrest people who start their posts with... I usually don't do long posts, but... The FBI have a stance on that. What's important about this is that the indictments do declare that there were high-ranking Russian officials involved in purposely trying to undermine the 2016 election. This does not, however, mean anything when it comes to the ongoing investigation that the Trump campaign colluded with these forces. But at least for now, it seems, we know that there were actual forces. And get this. Mueller is the fastest special prosecutor to indictments in modern times, dating back to the late 70s. Usually it takes a couple of years. Not a couple months. Is this good or bad? I don't know. Like everything with the Russian investigation. I don't know. The president just visited Broward County Hospital this afternoon to meet with first responders after the school shooting on Wednesday. Wow, Trump in Florida? Wow, go figure. You know, he has a golf club like 40 miles away in Palm Beach. I think I've heard it. What is it called? I think it's called Mar-a-Lago? Anyway, I just think he should just not come back. I think he should stay there for the weekend, do something different, change it up a little bit. I'll be the millionth to say it. The president's got to stop going there, right? I mean, this whole trip was this idea that he was going to go visit victims, families, and first responders. But in it, we found out that he was planning to go to Palm Beach all weekend anyway. Sure. My family and I, we go to Florida once a year. For spring break, like let's try to maybe do 5 times, not 50. Right. Back to Parkland, the Department of Justice is apparently opening up an investigation into the FBI, who allegedly had a tip about the shooter and didn't follow up. Not sure what they could have done, but we want to believe that if someone is acting erratic, that the authorities will come and take that person away. But this proves that even if the FBI did investigate, what could they have done? He hadn't committed a crime. The guns were legal yet. But also, not a good look, right? I mean, they didn't even investigate at all. They're just having a tough month. Commander Bauer's visitation was today and funeral is tomorrow. The commander was shot and killed on Tuesday. The suspect, Shamari Leggett, when he walked through county jail, a cell of prisoners applauded him, which is super disgusting and disrespectful. But then again, these are the same men who exposed themselves when female attorneys walked through, so... Real top-of-the-line bunch. My guess is that these individuals are not the ones that are being wrongfully convicted. Which is my guess. The jail says they're going to punish the prisoners, but I don't know. Why don't you just get the tape of this and play it at each one of their sentence hearings? See how that goes over as they stammer through defending themselves. It's ridiculous. UFC students are protesting Steve Bannon for being invited to campus, and now Harvard students have sent a letter protesting Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He's going to Harvard. They say his policies have been destructive to black and brown people in Chicago. So, touche. Look at that. How about we stop inviting politicians to talk on college campuses? Can we all agree on that? Can we just go back to the days when we just invited Hoobastank or Dave Matthews Band, right? The student union would like to introduce that we've got Dave Matthews coming on Tuesday. Like, can we just go back to that? Maybe that would just solve the discourse and the divisiveness of this country. Mark Conkle, the new editor at The Reader, is making friends. His first issue had cover art that showed a caricature of J.B. Pritzker sitting on an old lawn jockey, the racist kind. Are there any other kind? I'm not sure if there are. Well, the lack of subtlety didn't go unnoticed as the Chicago Black Caucus and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle condemned the piece. And one of the writers is mad about the cover, saying that he felt shaky about the whole process writing for the paper. So all in all, strong first issue. Mark, really? Really riling up people. Steve Wynn's not getting a severance package from his casino company. He was let go, or resigned, or something like that, after multiple sexual misconduct allegations. No severance. He just would have spent it at the tables anyway. A new independent study says that, yes, the property tax system in Cook County is unfair to poor people, which Assessor Joe Berry has said, yeah, I know. That's what I've been saying all along. It's unfair that I give more breaks to the wealthy than the poor. I know. I should do something about it. I know.
That's essentially what he said.
Apple employees keep smacking into the glass walls at the new headquarters, which is such an awesome story since we all have neck problems from looking down at our phones instead of looking out in front of us. And now Apple has tricked those who do look in front of themselves, at almost like a, see, should have been looking at your phones instead. It's ridiculous. Get back to work. That's one of my favorite stories of the week. The city of Chicago says that if Monday dibs is over, if you leave your chairs and your paint cans and your old fridge and your 2x4s and your old clothes or your grandma out on Monday, the city will throw it all away. You hear that, grandson? Make sure you're bringing grandma before Monday. That's the next step, just putting family members to guard these parking spots. In weather, hard to believe it's been a week since Snowmageddon. Almost all the snow cover is gone in the area. It's going to get cold tonight, then back to late winter temps next week. Also, 7.5 earthquake in Mexico tonight. In sports, now it's time for the Downloads Olympic update. I didn't bring my trumpet, unfortunately. No, I didn't bring it. I left it at home. Anyway, the update, not a great day. Am I the only one that's a little bit concerned that the Americans are not winning the Winter Olympics? I don't know. Thanks, Obama. Anthony Rizzo is back in his hometown of Parkland, giving an impassioned speech last night at the vigil. It was more moving than any politician who spoke on the issue. Seriously, Anthony Rizzo is the number one athlete in Chicago right now. Right? Look around to the different teams and name a bigger star. It's pretty impressive. Amazing heart for his work with Children's Hospital and now on a national scale speaking for his community. He's a real deal, man. Let's see, Rizzo for mayor. It's the NBA All-Star weekend. No Bulls on the All-Star team. Sure. But two in the Rising Stars game, Markkanen and Chris Dunn. So we got that going for us. I mean, put your hands up if you're going to watch a Rising Stars game. Anybody? Oh, yeah, it's radio. I can't see you. The Bears are going to be kicking off the NFL season with the first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game against the Ravens. As of right now, they're projected to have the seventh hardest schedule in the league next year. Is Cutler coming back to the Dolphins? Because we got the Dolphins on the schedule this year. Like to get a game in against Cutler. Just one. And the slim chances for Northwestern on the line this weekend as they host Michigan State. Must win. I mean, they're all must wins at this point. For the Cats to make the tourney, they have to start acting at the tourney starts now. If they lose one time, they're pretty much done. And finally tonight, Jen and Justin broke up. Kanye came back on Instagram, and now he's off of it again. And Black Panther's a huge hit at the box office. And this is what I know from watching 4 hours of E! News today while my furnace was getting fixed. My brain. It hurts. That's the carryout for February 16, 2018. In honor of the President's Day weekend, we're offering up a special. It's called the Executive Order. But you better eat it quick before the next customer repeals it. Topical. All right, coming up, the Download on Chicago Business, featuring the Busy Beaver Button Company. And then we'll reload this week's news coming at 8 o'clock with Mick Dumpke from the ProPublica and Carol Felsenthal from Chicago Magazine. It's the Download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.